Segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! I said welcome, that's right, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right, Michael. Tonight, I hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you don't know what you're listening to, and wait a minute, don't touch that dial. Let me tell you first what the show is all about. This show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're on every Sunday night, same place, same spot, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. That's right. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce today's players. To my wife, that's right, to my wife, my co-host, my anniversary young lady, that's right, tomorrow's our anniversary, 35 years, most best years of my life. That's right, she is my boss with the hot sauce, she's everything to me. My co-host, Lynn Golder, are you there, Lynn?
Happy anniversary, one day early to you too, Michael, love you. Okay, well, welcome to the November 27th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I just wanted to say, you never know what's going to happen around here. We'll tell you all about it as soon as we introduce the rest of the players. Right, Michael?
And all the way from Ocala, Florida, the one, the only, our guest host, our guest co-host, his name is Reverend Charles Brooks. Are you there?
I am here, Michael. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hope you all had a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving.
Well, I hope we did. I'm sure. Well, put this way. I only wish you could have tasted my wife's cooking because she's the best.
Charles knows my cooking.
About her cooking.
She makes some dynamite food. Oh, my God. Does she make some dynamite food?
Yes.
If you're nice
the
enough.
Boss can cook.
Let me tell you something. She makes what's that apple called?
It's cranberry and apples and port wine and sugar.
Oh, my God. Rave about this apple. I look forward to that apple. The cranberry apple.
Yeah, the granny apples.
And all the way, the engineer with the producer with the, I'm sorry, his team lost today. The Chicago Bears lost today. That's right. He's from Chicago.
Yeah, but that was Dad's Jets. So sorry, Chris.
Yeah. All the way from, where is he from? I forgot where the man's from.
Orlando.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you definitely sure he's from Florida?
Michael, we have 2 hours to go here.
Okay, here we go. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Uh-oh,
he's gone. He left.
What's he doing, Chris? Where?
Listen, I hear you loud and clear. Yes, I'm sorry too.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk to you. That's why he didn't answer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this cause the Bears lost?
God, come on. I'm already having a sour day. I'm having a sour month.
Aw.
We ain't won but 3 games, man.
Oh, my gosh.
3 games. Who does that?
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
The Jets.
Yeah, that was my dad's team, and it's still my brother's team. So they're my dad up in heaven. He's happy. Sorry, Chris.
Okay. Well, thank you for.
So, Chris, while you're on, we have a little bit of a change of plans. Listen to this one. You know how everything changes in a second?
I love it. That's what we call live radio.
Well, our guests for the first hour, there was a plane crash in their neighborhood.
Knocked
the power out. So we will not be having the people from Waymap calling in tonight, and they apologize profusely, but that's the way
I will talk a little bit, though. I'll talk a little bit about Waymap.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes, and so we will. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
were they okay?
Well, Paul, it was supposed to be calling in, and Yanis, and yes, they are okay, but we got word from London. We got word from London about the people in the States. Yeah, they're okay.
I gotta have some Blind and Beyond juice.
Yeah, we need something.
I need some juice. I gotta have some Blind and Beyond juice.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah, I feel good. Oh,
I needed that. I needed that. You know, when you call up here, if you need some juice, just ask for Blind Beyond Juice. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel real good. Hey, listen,
let's
folks.
Have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond Juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Okay, Mike, so let me, I've been playing around and working on some stuff this week, so be careful when you say the J word.
What do you say?
Be careful when you say the J word.
The J word?
Like, yeah.
I just said.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond Juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
So
I feel really good. Oh my god!
I've been working on some of the technology, and that's what's happening. So when you, it's kind of.
I gotta shout out right now. I gotta wish my nephew David, who lives in South Florida. David, it's his birthday. And we gotta wish a happy birthday to David.
Okay. Speaking of David's, wishing a belated happy anniversary to our co-host Dave Hillebrand and his wife Brenda. They're right behind. Actually, they're ahead of us by a few days. So. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Hey, happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
First is a birthday, then it's an anniversary.
Yeah, it's got to be a show.
Hey, listen, folks.
Maybe Charles.
Before we get started, you got any shout outs? What's his name? Charles? Reverend Charles?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
Do I have a shout out? Well, let's see. There's a shout out to James Thomas, Alan Simmons, Daryl Goldfield. Yeah. Hey guys, okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's still happy Thanksgiving weekend.
And don't forget, folks, today we start. That's right, a little later in the show, we'll start giving out $50 gift prizes for food. That's right. So listen, folks,
beefy.
If you didn't hear about it, let me tell you about it. Starting today, we'll be giving out people who registered.
Same thing.
And they wrote to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and they registered their name and their phone number and what city they're calling from. So we can pick out the names and we can call them. But when we call your name,
you better run
because you only got 10 minutes to call us and
don't
answer
yourself though. Just
right.
Get to the phone.
And you got $50. Gift card. If you live in the Publix area, Publix supermarket, there's about 7 or 8 states they're in, you get a Publix supermarket gift card. If you're not in the Publix, then you'll get a Visa gift card.
Well, $50. Don't everybody live in Publix somewhere?
Yeah.
Only 7 or 8 states.
There. Hey, Chris, did you end up working on Thanksgiving? You said that you had a job with ESPN or something?
Well, yeah, we did what we needed to do prior to the Classic weekend. When we had everything going on, we did what we needed to do on that weekend. And then I had some other stuff that I had to do outside of that, working with them as well. So, yeah, everything got taken care of. So I'm excited.
Okay. Oh,
so you actually had to do a little work.
Yeah, I really had to do some work for a change.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Run the tape when David talks about the gift card.
The holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Right. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be reading out the first name for the gift card. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
The holidays are upon us, and as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Everybody, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're so glad you're with us tonight. And with me is guest co-host Charles Brooks. Charles, you still with us?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I would have had you bring us back, Charles, but I didn't know if you'd get my message in time. So welcome.
Oh, okay.
So welcome back. All righty. Listen, everybody, if you'd like to call in tonight and participate in the show, just to remind you, the number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. While we're waiting for Michael to return to the mic, Charles, you said that you have a poem for Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, I do. And this poem by Patricia L. Cisco goes by two names. The first name is Fourth Thursday of November, and the other name is Thanksgiving Memories. Ever since I can remember, on the fourth Thursday of November, long before the crack of dawn, early on that frosty morn, flurries and leaves and wispy winds, as our mother's long day begins, placing pumpkins beside the front door, setting the table for 20 or more. Into her cozy kitchen she goes, creating tradition as only she knows, a muffle clinging in our heads as we still slumber in our beds. Then, as if by some magical spell, spicy, sweet scents begin to dispel. Aromas in the atmosphere rise, waking our senses and opening our eyes. Cinnamon, saffron, nutmeg, and sage, stuffing the turkey, she's setting the stage. On the stovetop simmering away, delicious side dishes are at play. Deep dish apple and pumpkin pie rest on the windowsill nearby. Family and friends begin to arrive, some a bit tired from the drive. Children running in and out, happy laughter all about. The smell of turkey sweeping the air, Thanksgiving time is finally here. Out of the oven all golden brown, her turkey is our table's crown. Dad, with his big wide grin, slices the turkey nice and thin. Smiling with her dimples so sweet, she knows Thanksgiving is complete. Now we give thanks to the Lord above for this bountiful blessing made with love. Many Novembers have come and gone. We try to carry her memories on. But the one thing we can never replace is Mom's sweet, smiling, dimpled face.
Wow, that's great.
Appreciate that, Charles. Every year you come up with something different. That was really great.
Thank you.
In your library of Thanksgiving poems.
Yeah, well, you got me hungry now.
Yeah, I mean, it was so, you could, the way everything was described, yeah, slicing that turkey so thinly.
Yes.
That's hard to do. Mine is never thin when I slice it.
Don't feel bad, mine either.
Yeah, well, the trick is after it comes out of the oven, you're supposed to let the turkey sit for about a half an hour so that, you know, the juices all settle and then you can slice it. So if you try to slice it too thin, it just all kind of falls apart.
Oh, that's the trick. Okay.
That is the trick. Just ask me.
Because all mine was easy cut through, and I was like, man, this is the easiest cut turkey I've ever cut.
I'm glad that you had turkey, because you didn't think you were going to have turkey.
Right, I didn't, but we had a jive turkey.
All right.
A jive turkey.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. I heard that. I caught it.
Yeah, but we had a turkey.
Oh, good. So, Charles, I don't have your voice to read a poem, but I came upon a poem by accident last night, and it was written by David Steele, who many of you know is a poet and author in the Manchester, UK area, and he is losing his vision. But he wrote this poem, and at the end, he talks about being thankful still. So I would like to read it to you because it really touched my heart. So I don't have the deep voice, but just bear with me. So here it goes. This is from David Steele, and we will be having him on the air next year, which is just a few weeks away. Goodbye to last of vision. Your beauty will be missed. I know that I will not be done with those wishes on my list. I've memorized the tiniest of details in their eyes. I have no regrets. Saw my son's first steps. Though tunnel, compromise, I've practiced for this moment. I'm prepared for what may be. I know that I don't need my eyes for beauty still to see. I've met so many people who have shown me how to cope. And even through the darkest clouds emerges rays of hope. Although there is a sadness for what's lost and rightly grieve, my future living blind will be so happy, I believe. I know that I am lucky for the loved ones in my life. But most of all, I'm thankful for my children and my wife, David Steele, the blind poet. So I just thought that was really something.
Yes.
And wow. Yeah, he writes the most amazing poems, and I can't wait to have him on the air. So anyway, I see, Chris, we have a caller just to say hi.
Yes, we do. He wanted to congratulate that wonderful poem that Charles just read.
Okay, well,
got
let's
a little
put
bit
him
of
on.
Information that he want to give you.
Oh, let's put him on to say hi.
Let's go and talk to Peter from Osmar, Florida. Peter, how you doing?
Yeah,
hi,
I'm
Peter.
Doing well, and how nice it was to hear that poem. You know, poems to me, they say something without rhyme or reason. It's got to have rhyme or reason, and that one had rhyme. You know, people talking, oh, it's a poem. Does it have any rhyme? No, but it's a poem anyway. It's not a poem. It needs rhyme. Rhyme or reason.
You know? Well, you're from the old school then, Peter. It has to rhyme.
or the reason, it can be like the meter can be, well, like Shakespeare would have iambic pentameter. A line from his play would be something like, but look, the dawn in russet mantle clad walks o'er the dew of yon high eastward hill. And that's iambic pentameter. It doesn't rhyme, but it's still poetic. You know, you can feel the rhythm is in it. It's easy to memorize if it's in, anyway. But what I'm saying is I love the poem. And what it reminded me of is, because I was looking up like recipes, like how to make stuffing. And what was included was sage, rosemary, and thyme were things that needed to be. And I was like, you add parsley at the beginning of that and you got a song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need sage.
You got your Thanksgiving song, right? And if you had just said, what are the ingredients for stuffing? Well, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Put parsley in front of it and you got a hit
That's
song.
That's right. That's funny.
Right?
Very good.
So, yeah, keep going for it.
Anything else on any other updates, Peter, from Oldsmar?
No, nothing.
All right. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, I had a nice Thanksgiving. Get together with the relatives and talk about old times and
that's
you know
nice.
and delicious food. Forgot there how good go. Good and my aunt boy did she make some great soup and appetizer, but sometimes that's the highlight, you know.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for calling in, Peter.
Sure thing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Okay, so it's time to give away the first one.
We have a little jingle bell.
Little jingle bell.
Chris is going to say what jingle bell?
No, I was going to say jingle bell.
Here it is. Yeah, I hear it. Sort of. They hear it. That's what counts.
Okay, so tonight we start giving away the gift card, $50 gift. First one's going to be person who lives in Georgia. Her name is Jenna. Jenna.
Jenna Hurley.
You got 10 minutes to call in. 407-894-1680. You got 10 minutes to call in, Jenna, to the radio station and get your $50 gift card from Publix. $50 Publix gift card. Publix.
I'm nervous for her. I hope she calls.
Okay, Jenna, your first one on. Jenna, your first. All the way from Georgia. Georgia's up. Okay, Jenna, you got 10 minutes to call in. So call in now, 407-894-1680. Call in and get your $50 gift card from Publix. What do I want to do?
Yeah.
What do I want to do? I want Jenna to call up now. I want her to get it. I want Jenna to get the gift card for $50.
All right. So Jenna, all the way from the great state, the Georgia Peach State, the peaches are sweet and delicious. Do they make good? You think Georgia make the best peach pies or the best peach cobblers?
Brother, they are peach. Look at here. You trying to start something now?
I was just curious.
You know that.
I was just curious.
Georgia peaches are the best. Peach cobbler.
Jenna. Jenna. You can't call. You got to call the station. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again. Jenna, you got to call 407-894-1680. That's the number you got to call. Don't call any other number. 407-894-1680. I'll repeat again one last time. Got 10 minutes to call. 407-894-1680.
I got Georgia on my mind now.
Rainy night in Georgia?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a midnight train to Georgia.
Oh.
This is going to be amazing. 407-894-1680. That's the number I need you to dial. South Florida, I know they were calling in, talking about, hey. And I'm like, hey, I got you covered. We got you covered, South Florida.
Jenna, you got now 8 minutes, Jenna. 8 minutes to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the station, Blind and Beyond radio station. 407-894-1680.
Mike, you're making this real intense. Mike, you got me nervous over here.
I know. He's got me nervous.
The palm
too.
Of my hands are sweaty. Oh, God.
I want to call in for.
Right. I really do.
Yes. Come on, Jenna.
Jenna, we're waiting on you. Jenna.
Come on, Jenna. You got 7 minutes. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I got to give you kudos, Mike. You got the number right this week.
Yeah.
I got to give you kudos. I think every week you've messed up the number except for today.
Jenna, who are you?
Well, while we're waiting for Jenna to call, I have a few Thanksgiving quotes here that are really nice. The first one is by Oprah Winfrey, and she says, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." How do you like that?
That's pretty good.
You want me to read it again?
Now, that's, I want Jenna to call in. I'm getting nervous for Jenna. That's a shame. She's
Mike, you're making me nervous for Jenna. Up. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I told you my palms.
Here she is.
My hands are sweaty. Hold on.
Oh, golly. Golly molly.
Never a dull moment here.
You know that drink, Charles?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
A pause for the cause.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. That's the only number you can call. 407-894-1680.
Who made up these rules? You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why we're so stressed out.
All righty. I think we're ready.
Okay, we're ready.
I think we're ready. I don't know. I don't know. But let's see who this caller is. From Ringle, Georgia. You, that name ring a bell?
That rings a bell.
That is. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, we have Jenna.
Yay Jenna.
Woo. I'm sweating.
Hey, how's it going?
You're down to 4 minutes, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Congratulations on your 35th anniversary, Mike and Lynn.
That's very sweet.
And we're worried about you because we gave you 10 minutes and you're down to 4 minutes and that was it. So you just got yourself a $50 gift card from Publix Supermarkets.
Wow. Happy holidays to you.
Well, happy holidays to you, too.
Well,
now, listen, I don't think we have a whole address.
That's up to Chris.
So now, Chris, off the air, Jenna, you'll give your address so we can send you the $50 gift card. From Publix off the air. Don't do it on the air. Don't hang up.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Have plenty to eat. Too much.
Too much.
That's never enough.
In a food coma.
Yeah, but it's only once a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy the $50 gift card.
Which is my favorite time of the year, by the way.
It's yours, Chris?
It's my favorite time of the year.
Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Thanksgiving really is, but all of it really. But Thanksgiving is my number one because I get to open up my eyes. I get to smell the fresh aroma of that sweet sensation of cinnamon, apples, and different aromas just running through my nose. Oh, my.
There you go. Whew. Okay, so, Jenna, we're going to say goodnight, and you will give Chris the information and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jenna.
Hold on one moment, Jenna.
Good night.
We're going to go to break.
Chris, let's go to break.
Let's go to break, Chris. We're going to have a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll come back and give out another gift card from Publix.
Happy holidays.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage, The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, HumanWear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, HumanWear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. HumanWear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, listen to this very carefully, the phone number to call in, or when you hear about the gift card, you pull your name. This is the number to call, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Charles?
Yes.
You there, Charles?
Oh, yes.
In one minute, we're going to go to your trivia. Charles?
Yes.
Listen up. Chris, it's trivia time. Get the song ready.
Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Okay, Charles, it's trivia time, trivia time. Phone number call is 407-894-1680. Charles, you're up.
All right. Chris, are we ready?
Yep. Eyes are ready.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is it. The trivia question of the day. Please tell us the name of the song that Chris is going to play and the artist. Must have the artist's name. Very popular. Very good. Chris?
Here we go.
There I was again tonight, forcing laughter, faking smiles, same old tired, lonely place. Walls of insincerity, shifting eyes and vacancy, vanished when I saw your face. All I can say is it was enchanting to meet you. Your eyes whispered, have we met? Cross the room, your silhouette starts to make its way to me. The playful conversation starts, counter all your quick remarks like passing notes in secrecy. And it was enchanting to me.
Okay, Chris.
What's the name of the song? 407-894-1680. Charles?
407-894-1680. The phone should be ringing off the hook.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because most people don't know that song.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Mike. You didn't even give it a chance, Mike.
Come on, Michael.
Michael doesn't know this song.
Everybody know who the artist is.
They better. They should.
Barbara. Her name is Barbara.
Barbara Streisand. It wasn't Barbara.
What? What are you saying?
Things that make you go,
Shirley Temple?
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, while we're waiting for someone to call in, let's give another name for the gift. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're going to give another name for the gift card, $50 gift card. This one's from Publix Supermarkets, $50 gift card.
Would you like me to say the name?
What's the name?
The name.
What's the name?
Is Hershey Trivedi.
Otherwise known as
Hershey.
Hershey. We know him as Hershey.
Hershey. Yeah. Hershey from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hershey. You're up. Hershey. Bring your Hershey candy bar with you.
Happy holidays.
407-894-1680.
Oh, come on. You can't say it that fast for Hershey.
407-894-1680. Hershey.
Hershey. You're thinking of somebody else, Hashi.
No.
Hershey.
Real name is Hashid.
Well, they call him what?
Formal name.
What they call him?
Hershey. He calls him by Hershey. So, Hershey, if you're listening,
Hurry. Hershey got 10 minutes. He's winning a Publix $50 gift card.
Come on. $50 at stake.
So, So now we're waiting, Charles, for your winner and for Hershey to call in.
407-894-1680. Hershey, time to call in. You got 9 minutes, Hershey. 407-894-1680.
Well, I have a couple more quotes I'm going to read for Thanksgiving.
Next hour, we're going to pull up, not, but Visa cards, not from Florida area.
Well,
come on, folks.
We'll do a couple more Publix to this.
You're making me look bad.
407-894-1680. Hershey from Daytona, Florida. That's you. Call in now.
I have another quote to read while we're waiting by Willie Nelson. He said, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. And I have another one from Henry Van Dyke. And he said, by the way, he was an author and a politician.
He grew up in my area.
Yeah, he was born in 1852, where Michael went to school, Germantown, Philadelphia area. Anyway, Henry Van Dyke said,
wasn't in my class.
He wasn't in your class? No. I don't think so. Gratitude is the inward feeling of kindness received. Thankfulness is the natural impulse to express that feeling. Thanksgiving is the following of that impulse. Got it? How's that?
You know what they said about that area? It was very interesting.
What's that?
They said it's a German area. That's why it's German.
Yeah,
German
it was. Originally.
But when I lived there, there were very few Germans.
Yeah. Well, that was in the 1800s.
I know you're old, Mike, but I didn't think you were that old.
All righty.
No comment?
I went to an unbelievable high school.
You have a caller?
My high school was so mixed, it was unbelievable. Not many Germans. If you were white, you were Jewish. And if you weren't white, you were black. So it was either black or you were Jewish. That's school. 50% of the population was black, 50% was Jewish. It was very interesting. There's only a few white people that weren't Jewish. That's true.
That was me.
You're not Jewish. Okay, Chris. We didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I got part
okay,
Jew.
Who's calling in?
I got some of everything in my DNA, so I'm with you. I'm ready to take this trip over to the world's most famous beach.
Okay.
Are you ready to take this journey with me?
We're ready.
Let's talk to our good friend Hershey from Daytona Beach. Hershey!
Hey, good evening. Right. Good evening. Good evening. And the wonderful home.
Good
of
evening,
the
Hershey.
As well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't hear the bells.
And,
must have the bells.
Happy anniversary to you, Mr. and Mrs. Lynn. Mr. and Mrs. Golder, just want to wish you both a wonderful another 35 years ahead. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. So you just won yourself a $50 gift card from Publix Supermarket. Right. $50 gift
appreciate
card.
That, Supermarket.
That's wonderful. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, kind of went by so quick. We're already a couple of days away from December. So, you know.
I like that.
Yourself?
He's forward-looking.
Hershey.
Hershey.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hershey. Off the air, give your address so we can send you a $50 gift card because we don't have your address. Give the whole address.
Thank you, sir. And I'll hold on
off the air, not on the air. We don't want the whole world to know where you live.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the beach. Come on by.
Enjoy your $50 gift card from Publix.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Nobody's calling up for the trivia, I guess. Nobody knows it. Charles.
Come on. They're making me look bad.
Well, while we're waiting for that, let's see if we can get a $50 gift card going out for Publix.
We have 10 minutes, though, to the top of the hour.
Well, how many minutes we got?
Six.
Well, then they're doing six.
No, not really, because no, we don't. We have top of the hour station ID.
Yeah, Mike, that's not fair. You got you told everybody 10 minutes.
All right. We'll have to do it next hour. We'll do it next hour then.
That's not fair.
It won't be fair.
When we come back on the other side of
the have to wait the other side. Mm-hmm.
Charles, what did you do?
I'm going to give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. What city is it going to be? Don't give the person's name.
Giving any hints?
No.
No.
No hints for what?
What? No.
Person's
no
hints.
No.
None.
Charles,
this is so simple. It's so easy.
Well,
happy holidays.
You know what's funny? It's so easy, except one thing. I gave out a trivia. Who was born in Grant's tomb? And I've asked that a few times, and people don't know it. Who was born in who lives in Grant's Tomb?
Nobody lives in Grant's
Tomb. Well, they died there. They're dead.
Charles, that was dead. A good one. That was very good.
They're buried there. Charles. Who's buried in Grant's Tomb?
I can't. Most people would think it was Grant.
You gave me the answer.
I mean, right?
You gave the answer.
I just, happy holidays. Come on, folks.
You don't know it.
Oh, I think we should
give the answer. That's all. They don't know it.
Chris, is there anybody else on the line?
Chris?
You lost them.
Hello, Chris.
See, that's the only thing I miss about being in the studio. I could bang on the glass and make waving my arms like the fellows do at the airport when the plane's coming in and they got their arm going back and forth with the light.
Yeah,
that's what I do in the studio with Chris. But here I can't do that.
I remember those days.
He's ignoring us,
Chris.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It pays.
We only got a couple minutes before we go to break.
Yeah. So just so you know, the second hour, our friend Peter Cucciavi will be calling in to update you all about Spectrum Communications and the accessibility. So if you have any questions for Peter, please be sure and call in. He would love to
talk to
you.
I think it'd be more fun to talk to his son.
Yeah. Well, maybe Leonardo will call in and say happy Thanksgiving. That would be fun. He's getting so big.
You a grandfather yet?
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a grandfather and a great grandfather. Yes, and a great.
Oh, okay. I meant from Ebony.
Oh, no.
Well, see, you got to be specific.
I mean, they've been married. How long have they been married already? A month?
They just got married in September.
Well, what are they waiting for?
Golly.
All right, Charles, I think you should give the answer because we're going to go to top of the hour in about a minute.
Okay, the name of my trivia song was or is Enchanted by Taylor Swift.
Well, there you go.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You know, her concerts just broke Ticketmaster.
Yeah, well, that's a sore subject about Ticketmaster. We won't go there about Ticketmaster.
No, we won't go there, but her fans broke Ticketmaster.
Wow.
More she's than new. She's modern.
Yeah. That's
not right. My typical 1960s, 70s, 80s song.
Does your daughter like it? What, Chris? I thought I heard Chris.
Okay, so.
So it's 7:58. So I believe we're going.
We just say this way, folks. Stay tuned. We got a lot more to give away next hour. We got trivia. We got gift cards.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
Happy holidays. That's it.
Okay, it's time for break time. Break time. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Happy holidays.